CP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A cryptocurrency pioneer has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a $10 billion fraud scheme that collapsed the company FTX. Jackie Quinn has details.
Entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried has received a 25-year sentence for fraud and conspiracy. The 32-year-old was found guilty in November of using billions of dollars from FTX depositors, customers, investors, and lenders to gain influence and dominance in the cryptocurrency space. That included buying luxury properties in the Caribbean, private airplanes, and paying bribes to foreign officials. The judge said the sentence reflected there's a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and said the jail time was intended to disable that ability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Palestinian Authority, which administers parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank, has announced formation of a new cabinet. The U.S. wants a revitalized Palestinian Authority to administer post-war Gaza. Israel has rejected that idea, saying its forces will maintain open-ended security control. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We'll be looking for this new government to deliver on policies and to implement those credible and far-reaching reforms. And we've long talked about a revitalized Palestinian Authority and how important that's going to be to eventually delivering results for the Palestinian people.
In the West Bank, Israeli authorities say an attacker wounded three people after opening fire on vehicles. The military says it's still searching for the shooter. At the UN, Russia vetoed a Security Council resolution that would have extended the mandate of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea. And an investigation led by the AP has found over a decade, more than 1,000 people died after police subdued them using methods not intended to be lethal. Medical officials cited the force in about half the cases. In others, officers didn't follow best safety practices. This is AP News. The government's upgraded its estimate of fourth-quarter economic growth to 3.4%. And some job cuts in the auto industry. Rita Foley has details.
There's word that Ford will slash the number of hourly workers at a factory in Dearborn, Michigan that builds the F-150 Lightning, the electric truck. Ford has been cutting production of the pickup. Sales of electric vehicles in the U.S. have been growing, but not as much as the industry expected. Ford sold just over 24,000 Lightnings last year. That is up 55% from 2022. But dealers are now reporting slower sales and rising inventories on the electric truck, which starts at just under $50,000. So what about the workers? Well, Ford will transfer 700 workers to the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne to build the Bronco and Ranger. 700 more workers will either take a retirement package or will accept another assignment in Southeast Michigan. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.